Often when driving Josiah to school in the mornings, he's our 15-year-old son, we listen to the radio station Nova. Part of the reason that I do that is because Josiah is not a very talkative child at the best of times, let alone at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I love to listen to Nova on Wednesday mornings because you can call in with your life hacks, they call them, which is basically you call in with your random tips and improvements for life and you share them with other people. For example, a lady called in a couple of weeks ago and she was talking about cooking pasta in a pot of boiling water. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but when I put on the stove, I usually turn it up to get the water to boil. I put the pasta in and sometimes I forget to turn it down and then it boils over everywhere. Does anyone else have that problem? Well, here's my life hack for you today. If you get a wooden spoon and the pot is boiling and the water looks like it's going to go over, you put the spoon across the top of the saucepan and it doesn't boil over. Now, I don't know why that is. I'm no scientist. Someone can maybe explain that to me later. But it works. I learnt a couple of years ago, and actually I left my cup of tea down there. Maybe, Sarah, could you pass my cup of tea to me, please? I learnt a couple of years ago that, yeah, see, you're all screwing up your nose. This is my cup of tea. But I learnt a couple of years ago that when you make a cup of tea, I learnt this from Nova as well, you take the tea bag and you want to take the tea bag out. If you go 1, 2, 3, bang it on the side of the cup, you can then take it to the bin and it doesn't drip. True. It's true. Three taps, 1, 2, 3, and it doesn't drip. Does anyone know that? Look at you people. See? There's some other, how come it's only women that know that that's what you do? Now, by the way, I just want to tell you about my tea that Sarah and others, I heard some groans in the band moaning about this tea. This is lemon and ginger tea. Dirty dishwater is what Sarah calls it. I drink it all the time. But last week, I said something to Bing Bing. I said, Sarah's mocking my cup of tea. I said, it's lemon and ginger. And she said to me, it's good for you. It will remove the toxins from your body, which is very appropriate for this topic, I have to tell you, but I will put it down. But back to the radio. Last week, a lady called in and she was talking about making adjustments to your mobile phone. Now, some of you would have iPads or use mobile phones, an iPhone. And if you're like me, you may have ordered some of your apps on your electronic gadgets into folders. So here's a picture of my screen of my mobile phone. That's Dave and I in the background. See how I've covered up Dave's face with one of those? We were being tourists at Bondi. You can tell that we're not from Sydney, that we still love going to Bondi. And you can see that I have things there. So I've got news and I've got finance, sport, travel, ministry, entertainment, social, health, etc., etc. Well, this lady was suggesting that you can change some of the labels because when you do that, you're going to be changing the way you're thinking about things. So, for example, she said to change the finance one or the bills one to saying, God has blessed me with everything that I need to live comfortably. Now, I'm never going to put that many words on my mobile phone. But she said it changes your mindset when you have to open it up to pay something or you go onto the bank or do something like that. It changes your mindset as to how you think. Or if you look at the sport one, which for us is about, or for me is about our kids, like I can say, isn't it great that our sons are fit and healthy enough to play sport? Or for my health one, which is mostly about my Apple Watch, it's how good it is that I am well and can move my body every single day if I choose to. You get the idea. We change the way that we think. Well, perhaps that's easier said than done. But as I alluded to earlier, we have been talking about this series, Soul Detox, and today we look at this topic of septic thoughts and overcoming our false beliefs, changing the way we think. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, carefully guard your thoughts because they are the source of true life. Craig Groeschel, in the book that we have taken these themes from, says that he has identified four specific types of toxic or septic thoughts that can poison our minds. He talks about pessimism, which usually produces chronically negative thoughts. Anxiety, which usually manifests as fearful and worried thoughts. Bitterness, which pollutes our thinking with discontented and envious thoughts. Or criticism, which pumps destructive, judgmental thoughts into our mind. He then says, if you think negative and toxic thoughts, you'll become a negative and sick person. If you think God's truth in your thoughts, you'll become like Christ. Think God's truth in your thoughts and you'll become like Christ. Let's just pause for a moment and think about our thoughts. How often do you think about your thoughts? Be brutally honest. Do you battle with negative thoughts about yourself, other people, or life in general? Are you consumed by fearful or worrying thoughts? Do you find yourself discontented? Are you overly critical? Some of these things aren't bad in small amounts, but sometimes they can become all-consuming and they can be considered toxic or septic thoughts. So what can we do to replace these thoughts with the truth and with good? Well, in Philippians 4 that we heard earlier, it says to think about good things. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As we meditate on God, as we think on the things above, he will protect our minds. He will guard our minds from these septic thoughts. Paul goes on in this passage and he says in verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Instead of thinking and focusing on negative, fearful, worried, critical, judgmental thoughts, choose to think God-like thoughts. It takes discipline, but it is possible. When your mind starts to wander off towards unhealthy, even dangerous thoughts, stop and make a conscious decision. A decision to remove anything that is not from God. I don't want to make light of this in any way because I know that the mind is a very powerful tool, but just as our physical state, our physical body, depends on how we feed it, our mental state depends on the quality of information that we feed our brain and what we consume mentally. Basically, what are you filling your mind with? A few weeks ago when Sarah spoke, the very first topic in this series, and she spoke about lethal language, she mentioned Facebook and some of the damage that can be done by people's words on this social media platform. Well, let me tell you for a moment about some septic thoughts that Facebook created for me. And it's quite a personal thing, and I don't expect this to be the case for everybody. But it's no secret that I don't have a Facebook account, page, thing. I don't use Facebook. In fact, I've never had my own Facebook account. I've been questioned about this so many times, and I want to tell you why I made this decision. For quite some time, I had Dave's Facebook account on my mobile phone. Dave likes to tell me how many friends he's got, but then he'll say to me sometimes, do you know who so-and-so is? They're one of my friends on Facebook. And I said, well, if they're one of your friends on Facebook, you should know who they are, but I'm guessing we don't know them at all. So they're not real friends. That's what I tell him all the time. But anyway, I had Dave's Facebook on my phone. And I could look at it at any time of the day or night, and I could check out what people were doing, where they were going, what they'd been eating, what they were ranting about or complaining about. And it got to the point where it was filling my mind with all of the things that Craig Groeschel talks about in this book as being bad. I was having a lot of negative thoughts. I was becoming quite critical of other people. I was even starting to be very judgmental. And I was experiencing some anxiety, and it would worry me. Things that actually were not at all helpful to me or to my thought processes. One night after I'd looked at something on my phone that had triggered a quite out of character reaction for me, Dave suggested that I put the phone away. I think I may have at one point said I'm about ready to throw the phone through the window. And he then suggested that perhaps I needed to get rid of it off my phone. And from that time, I made the decision that this was not for me. These thoughts were and are still not what I want to fill my mind with. People have commented me so often, oh, you probably saw on Facebook that so-and-so got married, or they had a baby, or they had steak for dinner, or, you know, they went to London, or they did this, or they did that. And when I say, oh, I'm not on Facebook, some people are quite shocked. Some even say, oh, but you're missing out on so much. To which I reply, am I really? Most of the time I don't go into this explanation with people because it's my decision. And it's my own personal journey. But I can tell you that this was a conscious decision, and my mind and my thoughts are better for it. I'm not judging anybody here that uses Facebook. People use it and don't have the same response that I had. I have an Instagram account that I use all the time and that I love. But I made a choice for me, and I made a choice to detox from those thoughts that I was having. A choice that would enable me to channel my thoughts in a better direction. You know, the world is full of what we can call spiritual toxins. There is so much stuff out there that we can see, that we can read. And so much of that is what causes the negativity and the untruths in our mind. Paul reminds us in Romans 12, verse 2, of the supernatural solution to these toxins or these poisons that can infect our minds. And he says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Remove anything that is not from God. Align your thoughts with God and His word, and you will be transformed. Again, I don't want to be flippant because I know many people are bound by negative thoughts for so many reasons. And sometimes these reasons are out of the control of people. Years of abuse, of trauma, of neglect. They can fill people's minds with really septic thoughts. It's stuff that many of us will never understand or identify with. But these deep-seated issues can cause patterns and processes that may almost seem impossible to break. But for others of us, we don't need to be victim to our thoughts. Let me return for a moment to this verse, Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The verb think about means to ponder or to give proper weight and value to. As Christians, we don't want to give weight and value to things that are septic. We want to think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy. But we need to practice doing this over and over and over again until it becomes natural. Until it's automatic that we can reject the thoughts that are not from God. The Apostle Paul was clearly very passionate about the mind and understood how powerful it could be. He understood the value of having the mind of Christ. I've mentioned two of his writings already this morning from Romans and Philippians. Well, let me share with you another two verses of his on this same topic, this time from Colossians 3. And he says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Yes, we must give thought to life here on earth, but our minds cannot be set on earthly things as our source of our values or the truth or even fulfillment. Don't set your minds on the truths of the world. Set your minds on the things of God, because this is one sure way to help reduce or even eliminate your septic thoughts. For me, one of the most important reasons that I want to do this is for when life gets tough. When something happens that may cause you hurt or grief or pain, you need to know and understand and believe the truth. Not the truth of the world, the truth of God. I, for one, do not want other people to have the power or the ability to fill my head with lies. I want to be strong enough in my faith and in my thoughts that circumstances and other people can't fill my head with false beliefs. I've mentioned here several times that I love this book. It's called My Utmost for His Highest, written by Oswald Chambers. I have used this book on and off for many years. I have bought several copies for other people that I have given away. It's just a one-page reading per day. I now actually have an app on my iPad and my phone, so I can read it anywhere at any time of the day. But Chambers says this: "Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you, and it ought to be devoted entirely to Him. You should seek to be taking captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. This will be one of your greatest assets of your faith when a time of trial comes, because then your faith and the Spirit of God will work together." Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ, because then your faith and the Spirit of God will work together. Lose the septic thoughts, the false beliefs. Guard your thoughts. Renew your mind. Think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy. And the peace of Christ, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Shall we pray? Our God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth in your word. We thank you that you are part of our lives in their entirety. And we thank you that you will help us to guard our hearts and our minds against septic thoughts, against the untruths of this world. Lord, my prayer is that we would keep our eyes fixed on you, that we would focus on things that are lovely and pure and true, that we would think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy, that we would set our minds on things above. Lord, I pray that you will help each of us to make conscious decisions about what we see, what we watch, what we read, that you will help us to be disciplined in what we fill our minds with so that we can be better people, so that we can know the truth, and so that we can be set free from a negative mind. So just now, as we stop again and we pause, may you challenge us, I pray, in your precious name. Amen.